This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast, and I'm thrilled today to be joined by recurring guest Rick Kess, who is a partner at RSM. So Rick, could you please take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Grace. I'm Rick Kess. I'm a partner here at RSM, and RSM is the leading provider of professional services to the middle market. So we focus on obviously the middle market and really have an industry focused approach. So we focus on industries like healthcare, consumer products, industrial products, financial services, and many others. So glad to be part of the conversation today.
Thank you for joining us. So today we are going to be talking about what you're seeing with, if you think PE funds will be deploying capital this year, or are they going to be more conservative? What are your predictions about that?
Yeah, I think as a firm, our predictions, and this is really being driven through our, you know, I'm part of our analyst program, and it's really led by our economist. And we have two economists on staff that help us kind of really synthesize the perspectives related to the economic markets. And, you know, when we look at, you know, things like the interest rates and, you know, inflation and things of that nature, you know, right now, really we're trending in a spot of, you know, really attractive rates from a borrowing perspective. And oftentimes, obviously, private equity firms, you know, do some leveraging with their investments. So, you know, when you think about where the, you know, 5 and 10 year interest rates are, one could argue we're in a negative position with inflation being higher than those rates. So, you know, I do believe that we'll see investment from private equity, whether it be within their portfolio companies of trying to really expand through acquisitions or whatever, or new platform opportunities that they might enter into that, you know, are really just attractive because of their ability to leverage the capital that they have at a really low rate.
Got you. So what I'm hearing is that, you know, people are going to invest still, but they're going to be a little more careful with how they invest those funds. Am I hearing that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, private equity firms are always very thoughtful, obviously, in their investment process. I mean, they have their own, you know, kind of thought process and in general kind of procedures around evaluating potential opportunities. So, you know, I'm not so certain that, you know, they'll be more careful than they have in the past. I think, you know, really what will be interesting is to see is, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for them to, you know, perhaps expand in the portfolio companies that they've already invested in, you know, whether it be, you know, just because that portfolio company can go out and maybe, invest some of their own capital on, you know, perhaps digital transformation or things to, you know, enhance their business capabilities and build kind of organically within the investments that already exist in the portfolios of a lot of the private equity funds out there. So, you know, that's kind of one of the considerations we have is, you know, maybe we won't see a lot of deal flow, but we'll see growth within the portfolio companies that exist today. Not to say that we're thinking deal flow will be lower by any means. It's just there may be more investment in the current portfolio than one would have perhaps envisioned before the interest rate environment that we find ourselves in today.
Got you. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts on that subject. I'm sure our listeners will take a lot out of this conversation. And thank you so much for joining me today on the Private Equity Podcast.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us.